Hello, 皆さん、新年おめでとうございます。I will share my
New Year.
I think for a lot of business and person, 2021 is probably a year that people want to forget and can't wait to say goodbye to 2021. But for Trend Micro, this is a major milestone year for Trend Micro, and I think we will all at Trend Micro remember and celebrate for this 2021 year, because this is the year that we embrace and complete our transformation from a product company to a platform company. Trend Micro's strategy has always been very consistent. We call it a formula, X equal to I plus U minus T. X is customers' cybersecurity problem. And we look at this infrastructure change, user behavior change, and the cyber threat change. That is how we execute and design our strategy. And that's how, in the past 20 years or so, we continuously come up with a lot of innovation and being the industry first to introduce solution for customer in cybersecurity. But in 2021, we embraced 7X, which is a major transformation task that we decided to do. Those 7X, the first two, SaaS first and XDR adoption. SaaS, we need to transform our customer from using our on-premise solution to SaaS solution. And that is our first priority. Also, we introduced XDR, Extended Detection and Response solution. And we like our customers to adopt this in addition to our traditional just protection products. And we completed these two tasks mainly first, in CloudOne, all 7 services are our cloud-native platform. And we enhanced our trial and cloud risk assessment. And on our new platform, Vision One, we implemented hundreds of new features and enhancements. And we introduced a lot of new apps and in-app messaging, creating this platform for customers to easy onboard. So that was how we accomplished the first 2X. And then we also realized that our global business, our global customer has a lot of data sovereignty and the global individual countries compliance issue. And therefore, we set off to address these geopolitical concerns. We introduce and expand our data center in 9 geolocation. And also we acquire and obtain a lot of new certification and online trust center so that we can fulfill each of the different regional geographical needs. And the fourth is we get into the zero trust and secure access service edge, which is the network security part, where we introduce the zero trust risk insight, so secure web gateway, cloud app security, and also a zero trust network access. This completes our total solution of Network One. And then, because we realize that our customer now needs a lot of services, especially when they have a cyber threats incidents, and therefore, we formalize the package of customer support from onboarding to incident response. It's not just like on request the incident response. we actually make it into a package so that we can provide our customer with instant response together with our service. And then we did not forget our small business and our consumer. In our small business area, we introduce our worry-free XDR and increase our MSP, the managed service provider recruitments, and expand our small business offering to this MSP partner. And in the consumer business, we decided we want to expand our brand name and our coverage in US, where the consumer business, and we introduce the new solution, which is anti-scam consumer offering, and increase a lot of awareness in our US market. So those are the seven big acts that we completed in 2021. And those seven acts actually preparing us for the next decade. What is next for Trend Micro? First, let's look at in 2022, we believe the digital transformation will continue in our customers' environment. The cloud-native application adoption will continue to increase. And the customer are going to, because of this work from home and study from home, customer will have increased exposure with permanent remote workforce. And therefore, this workforce security need to be expanded. And also, because of this transformation, digital transformation, there's more and more IoT or OT devices that is going to be on the digital platform. And therefore, that introduce all of these three together means that there will be widened attack surface in customers' environment. What is attack surface? It's simple way is all the possible entry points for an authorized access into customers' environment, any system. And you can see this possible entryway is composed with the X, the horizontal line is all the cyber assets that customer have, such as user account or domain subdomains or cloud workload or IoT devices. These are the cyber assets. And on the vertical line, among all these cyber assets, all the possible vulnerability that will be introduced and possible for the hackers, the bad guys, to take advantage and attack. So this attack service for customers' environment is getting more complicated and massive and constantly evolving. That's why we predict all of this attacker will exploit this broadened attack surface. We already seen that in probably 2021, that attacks are shifting left, means that they introduce the attack through the supply chain, such as we see that SolarWinds or the Kaseya or the recent one, the Log4j. These are all introduced through a software components and attack the customer's environment. So attacker will shift left, targeting the DevOps tools and pipeline and attack more easily. Also, ransomware. As more and more digital transformation and the critical infrastructure are on the digital platform, the ransomware gets more popular because there's more at stake for the user, the customers. Their critical infrastructure are relying on this digital platform. And therefore, we predict the ransomware will be even more prominent and more targeted. And also, the speed of using the vulnerability, discover the zero-day vulnerability by the bad guys and weaponize will be on record time. It will be very quick that we see a vulnerability and the hackers utilizing it. And that's why I think partly thanks to all of this ransomware, we seeing all this damage caused by cyber attacks with all this negative consequence that the C-level executive are starting to realize and understand the risk of cybersecurity. However, 82% of the IT decision makers have failed pressure to downplay the severity of the cyber risk to the board or to the management level. Why? Because it is very hard for them, for the IT people to explain in a business sense how to report and easily explain the business risk caused by the cyber threats. And why is that so difficult to understand and manage all this risk? Because for the IT, for the security expert, there's just too many alerts, and there's limited visibility of the overall infrastructure and too many tools and vendors. And therefore, the compliance pressure and the limited resources they have make it very difficult for the security expert to present and let the business people knows where and how to invest in cybersecurity. And that is why Trend Micro, we believe with our transformation, now we can provide a tech service risk management lifecycle, provide an overall visibility for customers' attack service, for them to discover the attack service and assess and prioritize all this risk so that they can put in the best investment to mitigate the risk. That's continuous visibility and assessment. For Trend Micro, in the past, say, 30 years, we focus on only the last part, which is we provide security control to mitigate the risk. And therefore, customers mostly only see Trend Micro's value when there's attack happen. But now, with this platform approach, our solution, no matter is Cloud One that cover the cloud infrastructure, Network One cover the network infrastructure, or Workforce One that covers the user workforce infrastructure, they all provide a complete view of discover attack service, assess the risk, and then mitigate the risk. That means that Trend Micro are expanding our business and earlier involvement with customer. Not only customer will be able to see Trend Micro's value even before they get attacked. They will able to find Trend Micro's value by providing them the attack service visibility, prioritize the risk, and provide the security control. So in this chart, you can see there's three phases where Trend Micro can provide value. And there's three major infrastructure area where Trend Micro provide this solution. So 3x3, actually, Trend Micro will have 9 value points that we can introduce and let customers starting to see Trend Micro's value that we can provide. And after they get onto this cybersecurity platform, we have another 9+1, 10 ways to expand, no matter which value point, from visibility on the cloud, they can expand to the total protection life cycle, risk management cycle for the whole cloud, or they can expand to cover all the network and workforce. Plus, we offer the service one, which is our overall service for the instance response and complete monitoring for this cyber risk. So there's much nine value point that we can lend new customer, and there's 9+1 way that we can expand once they were introduced to this platform. And I like to use this example. In the past 2 months, there's two major vulnerability that have been introduced and creating a lot of headache for customer. Not because they were really attacked, but because both Log4j or later on Samba, those two vulnerability, customers' biggest problem is, do I have this vulnerability? Because it's a component that is embedded in the application and deployed in everywhere in their infrastructure. So their first thing they need to know is, do I have this vulnerability in my environment? And Trend Micro's Vision One provide this very quick response for them to see. They can assess, do I have this Log4j in my application or my infrastructure? How risky they are, and how do I provide so that I can do the patches? And within just 1 month, we have more than 6,000 customers introduced into our first onboard onto our Vision One, and they complete the assessment and try our new solution. Just during the Chinese New Year, there's another one. It's a smaller one. It's limited to only Linux system. But within this Samba, the Linux system vulnerability, we also find new customer that was using the same value, which is visibility of where this vulnerability is and assess the risk, attack risk about this risk. So I think these are the implementation of the attack surface risk management lifecycle. And what is another better way, I think the best way to explain the value to customer is customers, how do they say? ClubCall is a world leader in private clubs and management. And they say, Trend Micro enabled me to reduce my breach risk across ClubCall and save almost 30% of my cyber insurance premiums. The insurance is a risk mitigation, is a way of doing risk assessment and risk mitigation. Because of the visibility and the risk assessment that we can provide to ClubCall, they were able to reduce their cyber insurance premium. That's a new value that Trend Micro is providing. Another customer, Panasonic, they say, the Vision One platform connects all the data from multiple applications together and enabling the cybersecurity team to take action and respond quickly to all the events without having to jump internal operational and technology border. I think this platform approach Trend Micro take on, this approach was enabling our customer have a holistic view of their cybersecurity status, provide visibility of the attack surface, prioritize, assess and prioritize the risk in each of the point, and finally make effective investment to do the risk mitigation with the security control. That's how we, Trend Micro, are very excited to provide this complete cybersecurity risk management platform for our customer. And why we are very, I should say, optimistic and excited going into 2022 and forward. We believe this is the right strategy and solve a very important problem for our customers. Thank you.